Spain's government says the numbers of would-be immigrants from Africa fell almost half, from 13,000 in 2008 to just more than 7,000 last year. The number of illegal immigrants arriving in France has also dropped, with Immigration Minister Éric Besson attributing the slowdown to the economic crisis and tougher immigration policies. Immigration specialist Georges Lemaître of the Paris-based Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is not surprised by these reports.
The first thing that affects migration is the fact that employers don't want as many workers. They're not looking for to hire as many immigrants. So this is the first thing that reduces the level of migration. The second is the fact that immigrants themselves don't see many opportunities, so they themselves tend to come less often.
Lemaître says this trend is reflected elsewhere in Europe and in richer nations as a whole, and it concerns legal as well as illegal immigrants.
Two very significant labor migration countries in Europe, Ireland and the United Kingdom, and they've seen rather significant drops in labor migration.
Lemaître says Sweden is one of the few countries bucking the trend. Sweden has opened immigration channels since the economic crisis, and the numbers of immigrants have jumped 30%. But he says even as France cracks down on family migration and sends illegal immigrants back home, it is making it easier for highly skilled immigrants to come in. And as Europe's labor force ages and fewer Europeans are born, Lemaître predicts governments will be pressured into opening their doors to more immigrants.
I think there's going to be some hard choices that countries are going to have to face, either to open up in areas where they actually need workers, and some of these do involve some lesser skilled occupations, or probably have to face some strong pressures with respect to irregular migration.
Those pressures are likely to grow as European economies recover and start to grow after the crisis. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.